Blog Talk Radio.
This is Catherine Trotter with Good Morning to the Leader in You, and I am just super excited. We are joined this morning with our co-host, Joy Ford. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Catherine.
How are you this morning?
Glad to be on the Leader in You.
Yes,
and it is
definitely
going to be a fantastic day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank everyone for listening in this morning by way of calling in, by way of joining us online. Today we have a fresh, hot topic, Unlocking Your Greatness, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. And before we get into the meat of the conversation, everyone knows that I love to start off the show with a morning quote, and today is just going to be absolutely awesome, and we're going to just dive right into this topic. But I want to start off with two quotes. One quote says, "Take those chances and you can achieve greatness. Whereas if you go conservative, you'll never know. I truly believe what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Even if you fail, learning and moving on is sometimes the best thing." And that's by Mr. Patrick. And then there's another quote that says, "The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence," and that's by Confucius. And when we want to break down the topic, looking at the word unlock, unlock means, you know, to open or to release something. But when I was looking up the word unlock, I read an interesting definition, and it says, "The use of a password or other form of authentication, functionality, or data of a computer, mobile phone, or a file." Now, we know today we're talking about unlocking our personal internal greatness, but when we look at the word unlock, what is that password for you that's going to unlock you into your greatness? What is that key? What is that specially designed key that's going to unlock your greatness? And when we think about greatness again, we think about being released into the unknown of where we are designed to be. But what is your password? And, Joy, I just wanted you to kind of jump in for a second. When you thinking of, when you think about unlock your greatness, what does that mean to you?
Well, Catherine, you know, when I love affirmations, and one of my favorite affirmations says that you must first be able to see the possibilities in your mind before you can ever imagine them in your life. And I love reading that over and over in the morning because, you know, we have to first see the possibilities that are there for us in order to unlock what it is we plan to achieve. And I believe that when you want to unlock things, you also have to remember that you have to make a commitment to achieve your objective, whatever that may be. And despite naysayers or any obstacles that come your way, so in order to unlock something, you really have to have a passion and get out there and seek knowledge and information about it.
Absolutely. You know, there was a quote that I saw this morning, and it says, "Dream the impossible, seek the unknown, and achieve greatness." I'm going to say that again. Dream the impossible, because sometimes our dreams may seem so huge, so big, and sometimes when we share it to someone, they're looking at it like, "I don't know how you're going to make that happen." They may even say, "Have you done that before? Do you have the knowledge behind it? Do you have the education behind it?" But you know what? A couple of shows previous to now, we've talked about your inner circle. We talked about removing people that are going to be negative talkers in your ear. That's not going to propel you into your destiny. So, again, the quote says, "Dream the impossible." It is okay to dream the impossible. It is okay to dream big. The next part of the quote says, "Seek the unknown." A lot of times we trying to play it safe. And that quote that I opened up the show with, it talked about that. Don't play it safe. There's no growth in playing it safe. There's absolutely no growth. There's no stimulation from that. Mentally, you cannot grow from that. And then, and when you dream the impossible, you seek the unknown, then the inevitable will happen. You will achieve greatness. And so, again, today we're talking about what are the steps on how you can achieve greatness. How can you make that happen? What are some of the possibilities around that? Today I'm going to talk about some fundamental things from my book that I wrote entitled Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. Now, we know that there are many ways in which we can unlock our greatness. There are many ways in which we can step out into greatness, but we do have to have a plan. We have to have a strategic plan on how we can make that happen. Again, this morning, as Joy and I communicate, there may be something that you may hear this morning that might be that secret password for you to unlock you into your greatness. It may be that key that you need to unlock you into your greatness. Only you know what that might be. Just as if many of us sometimes on our cell phones, we put a special password to lock our phone, and only we know that to access it. And so today we're talking about how to access your greatness. What is some of the things you need to do to access it? And I want to start off first by saying you need to write out your plan. That's step number one. You need to figure out what is your plan, what do you propose to do, because sometimes we will dream big, which is an awesome thing, but once we have dreamed big, we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces on how we can make that turn into a reality. From writing the plan, we need to create a timeline. And, Joy, I want you to kind of jump in and talk about the significance of writing a plan and creating your timeline so you can see your dream turn into reality. How significant is that?
Well, I think it's very essential that one of the first things we do is to write out our plan. You know, it's a very essential step that we need to take, because we have to lay out some specifics that are dealing with whatever our business plan is that we have. We also need to take a look at our target market, I think, and keep it moving from there. And if it's an online market, you even need to, you know, delve into how you're going to accept payment for what it is you're offering to the public. So there's a few steps that we do have to take prior to unlocking our successes.
Really, the value in your product. This is what I'm hearing from you. And when you define the value in whatever your product or whatever your service might be, that all goes in hand when you're creating your timeline. I want to talk about your timeline for a second, because your timeline, for example, we're getting ready to go into 2016, not that long from now. We're in the month of October. October really is going to conclude this week. We're in the last week of October, and we have November, December. What are you putting together strategically to make sure you unlock your greatness? Because a lot of times, you know, we can conceptualize what we want, but until we actually write it down on paper and then create our timeline, for example, this is what I would encourage everybody to do that's listening this morning to the show, or you may listen to it on the replay line. What I want you to do is map out your 12 months for 2016. What do you want to accomplish in January, February, so on and so forth to the end of 2016, to December 2016? Map it out in a concrete way. That way you'll know specifically what you want to execute in 2016. Then another thing I want you to do over the next 2 months, action step number three is to examine your assets. Because a lot of times we, as leaders launching out to execute whatever that might be, and we want to unlock our greatness, sometimes we don't unlock our greatness or don't even step out to be released into greatness because we feel we don't have all the resources to do so. So that's what I want you to do. Is to examine what kind of assets do you have in your circle right now. And assets is not always liquid cash. Assets can be resources. Assets can be your network. Assets can be in terms of resources that you already have within the network. So I want you to dive a little deeper and determine what are your assets. Do you have facilities that will give you space at no cost to run your workshops? That is an asset. Do you know someone that's willing to design your marketing materials because they're in school and they need an internship opportunity? That is an asset. So we have to kind of look a little deeper in terms of when we're trying to build out our business model and how we can accomplish things, even though we may not have all of the financial resources to do so. Step number four is develop a strategic alliance, i.e. the network. You need to start developing a network, and even if you already have a network, I want you to identify and look inside your network areas for improvement. That is step number four. step number four is to develop a strategic alliance, your network. Joy, talk about why it's so significant to have a network, you know, in terms of building out a strong team for 2016.
Well, I think we're going to have to network a little bit more with different organizations when building our businesses, because in that we get to meet people who can help support our ideas and to strengthen us as we go along. Making friends with people from different businesses is really needed to enhance what it is that you're doing, even though you might not think that at the time. So I think that our network is really available to us out here in our communities, and we need to take more opportunity to go out and meet with others.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something key that you just said, taking the time to go out and meet with people. And that, and it's a word that comes to my mind based on what you said, and that's initiation. Sometimes we have to initiate, and sometimes one may say, well, you know, I don't even have a network. How do I even build it? It's what, you know, Joy just said. Get outside the four walls, go out, meet people. This time of the season, there are always networking opportunities to attend. There's always some type of functions to attend. Now, be strategic with that, because you want to go to networking functions that's going to make sense, that will connect to what you're trying to do. So you want to do a little research around that also. But that will ultimately help you build your network. Now, when we think about the next step is talking about to develop teams. Keeping in mind, we're talking about unlocking your greatness. Now, in unlocking your greatness, so it has to be some kind of strategic plan behind that, so that way you'll have a business model that will stand the test of time long term. Now, when you develop your team, how do you develop a team? What are some of the mechanisms around even developing a team? It kind of goes back to what Julie was saying. First, you have to take the initiative to step out and meet new people. Now, in developing your team, you want to identify first, what is your mission? What is your vision? That's going to tell you how you should craft your team. How many people should you have on your initial team? I always say it's good to have anywhere between 5 to 7 people on your team, because you have different individuals that bring different talents, different skills to the table that can help you propel and move forward to developing and unlocking your greatness. Because keep in mind, when you unlock your greatness, it's not all just solo you. You need a body of people. You need your team around you that's going to help fine-tune and help you ultimately release your greatness. Because, again, we're not an island unto ourselves. So even with unlocking our greatness, we have to be locked arm-in-arm with other individuals where it makes sense, that's going to connect back to our overall mission. Now let's talk about implementation. That's the next step. The next step is implementation, execute. A lot of times we have great visions and great ideas, but they mean nothing if we don't execute. Joy, talk a little bit about execution of one's vision and dream.
Well, as you said before, I think you really need to start with the plan, you know, writing it down and making it plain, and then, you know, setting yourself a timeline that's going to be significant for what you're going to do. And, of course, if it's going to be a long-term plan, you need to start with small incremental stages and, you know, try to execute that task using that timeline that will be sensitive to your present situations. And then you need to seek knowledge as much as you can about what you're intended to do with your future business. I just want to piggyback a little bit on what you were also saying about support teams. It could be a teacher, a mentor, a coach, a therapist, or a group, or even a friend. You know, the other day someone said to me that, you know, they sent me a note saying, I hope you realize you're inspirational, how inspirational you are to those of us that see you working hard, trying to make change. It encourages us to do some things that we're also thinking about endeavoring to do with our lives. So, you know, it could be a note that helps someone along as a support team for you. Friends make great support teams, so don't be afraid to have that support team in plan. I think that also with executing your business, you need to be realistic about your goals and sit back and think about them objectively with someone who can give you some insight about what it is you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Other than your family or friends even.
Absolutely.
So, Captain, I think that would be a good way.
Absolutely. And a lot of times we have to have that core system. And, again, as you mentioned, I like how you broke it down in terms of thinking outside the box of who could be in your team. teacher, someone that you've always known in your life. It could be someone in the community, a business person that you've done business with. You know, start with your warm market. It's a term called warm market, which simply means people that you already know. So it's not that you have to go out and find random people. Sometimes it works out that way, but you can also start with people that you already know. There's a quote that I want to share, and it says, somehow we've come to believe that greatness is only for the chosen few. For the superstars, the truth is greatness is for us all. This is not about lowering expectations. It's about raising them for every last one of us. Greatness is not one special place. It's not in one special person. Greatness is wherever somebody is trying to find it. And I said that quote because there may be someone listening to this show that feels like, you know what, someone else had better education than me. Someone else lives in a better neighborhood. Someone, you know, has better connections. You know, someone know how to write better than me. I don't even know how to write a plan. You know, but I say that quote to say this, no matter where you are, no matter what level you are at in your life, you too can achieve greatness. Again, it goes back to what that definition of unlock, and I love the one that says, again, what is that? It's a password to unlock into something. What is that password for you? What is that key? Are there some things that you need to release in your life that's mentally got you locked down and that you cannot personally, maybe it's not the resources, maybe you do, maybe you're listening, you're the one that has all the resources, but you still haven't moved out into your greatness. So maybe then it's a mental thing. What is that thing that's holding you back? Is it fear of failure? Is it what one has told you in the past that you can never accomplish anything, even with the resources? Because I've seen situations like that. Someone may have all the resources, but still don't step out into their greatness. So it depends on where you are in your life, but just know this, you can achieve greatness. It's all about what you desire to become. There's another quote that says, don't wait for the world to recognize your greatness. Live it and let the world catch up to you. And I want to say that again. Don't wait for the world to recognize your greatness. Live it and let the world catch up to you. In other words, you might be in the category where you're waiting. You know you have all this greatness, but you're waiting on someone to recognize your greatness. You're just waiting to be discovered. No. You are your own discovery. Step out there and achieve greatness. Step out there and you showcase yourself. There were times early when I started
Catherine,
my business. Yes.
I think definitely the toughest part is always getting started. You know, I was reading that three of the things that prevent many people from starting is the fact that they lack knowledge of the area they're choosing to go into. They have scarce
Absolutely.
Financial sources. And they have a paucity in contacts of people. So we can't let that stop us. We can't let those things hold us back. We don't want those to be factors that play into us stopping us living our dreams. That's what
Absolutely.
I want to add to you.
No, and I think that's perfect. I mean, I think that what you just said is right on key. We can't allow anything to hold us back. We got to continue to move forward. And in discussing that, when you think of unlock, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Joy?
Well, I'd have to say financial. Financial
okay.
situations tend to hold us back. Yeah. But we can't let the money be the deterrent, you know, because the money will come, but we still have to just start planning. We have to get the plan on paper.
Absolutely. And when
that.
I think, absolutely. And piggybacking on what you say with financial, for those that may be listening to the show, you may not have a lot of resources. I was 22 years old when I started my business. That was 13 years ago. I had $500 that I saved up, and I launched out into the deep. Remember one of the quotes
wow.
that I read earlier, dream the impossible, seek the unknown, achieve greatness. I was definitely dreaming the impossible with only $500 to my name to start a business.
Yeah. I would agree.
yeah. You know, I was definitely seeking the unknown because we all know $500, you're going to go so far. But the thing is, you have to start with where you are and you have to move out and you have to execute. Joy, are there any stories in your personal life in terms of when you was executing and launching out into your greatness that you could share?
Yeah, definitely. When I first began, I had a resource that I was really leaning on, and it was a person who was a music teacher in the school. But as life deals us our cards, it would be that he wouldn't be able to be that person that I was deeply depending on. And so as that happened, I really started focusing on that becoming my deterrent to living my dreams. But then as time went on, I'd say maybe a month later, I bounced back and I said, you know what, God will just send someone else to help me with the music. And lo and behold, a person in my school did come along, and that helped me to forward to going on with my Joyrific band, because things are going to happen, and it can become the one thing that will keep you from moving forward. But we have to understand that obstacles will happen, and they're there for us to help us become stronger. Because when we times, we have to know that the challenges, they're not sent to destroy us, but they're there to promote and increase and strengthen us. So we have to try to learn to celebrate as we go through our struggles. And I think as we do that, because, you know, the saying is fail fast forward, you know, so that's what we have to do. So that was one of my challenges, was just even getting someone to help with the music part of my career.
Absolutely. And
in terms
I want
of the instrument.
And that's powerful. And you went through that process and you still was able to achieve your greatness to where you are today. I want to cover step 7 and 8 real briefly. Step 7 is review and edit. And one may be asking, you know, what does that mean? When you are going through your process of achieving greatness and unlocking yourself into greatness, releasing yourself into your greatness, sometimes on a quarterly basis I would highly recommend to do a benchmark checkup to kind of see what you have acquired in that 3-month period, what you have attained, what you may need to tweak. And sometimes we do need to tweak some things in our business model, even as we are moving forward and as we are developing ourselves into the leaders that we are. But we are always in a state of growing. We're always in that state of evolving into who we ultimately will be. So step number 7, as we are in the process of unlocking our greatness, we want to take some benchmark checkups. You know, how have I grown in these past 3 months? Are there things that I need to tweak? Are there things that I need to edit? You know, that's very key. And then step number 8 is the ripple effect. And I really love step number 8. Step number 8, the ripple effect, simply is talking about making sure 10 years out, decade to decade, you are going strong. You are just still lighting that pathway. You know, no matter what hindrances and hurdles, you just making it happen. So the ripple effect is your legacy. What legacy are you going to leave behind? Now, again, when we talk about unlocking our greatness, we know that it's not just for us. It's for those that's going to be left behind. It's for our children's children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, you know, it's your community, right? When we're leaders, we work in our community. So the ripple effect
Absolutely. Is
your legacy. And Joy, do you have anything you would like to share about the ripple effect?
Yeah, I think that we definitely have to check on our progress and sit down and maybe even have a meeting and just look at where we've come from and where we're going and how much progress we've made. I think a lot of times changing our mindsets also helps us to look at that. You know, we have to just look at ourselves in not terms of labels, like just seeing ourselves as a mother or a wife when we're trying to achieve things. So we have to instead just think of ourselves as individuals with potential and desires to accomplish our goals. And as we do that, we need to just reflect back on what progress we've made, you know, like having that mindset and also just approaching things in a manner that we will succeed.
Absolutely. And I think what I just heard you saying is something, a golden nugget, it's the mindset. Having that mindset that you will succeed. And a lot of times I'm telling you, hindrances are going to come. But I'm telling you to everyone that's listening to this show, welcome the mountain. Welcome the hurdles. Welcome the challenges. Because you know what? You're in boot camp. You're in real-life boot camp. Just like individuals that are enrolling into the Navy or the military, the Army or what have you, they have to go through a boot camp. And it's several weeks, months, or however long their boot camp may be. Now, you might be saying, well, I feel like I've been in boot camp all my life. You know, and I get it, you know, because there are challenges that's going to be presented to us in different phases of our life. However, it is preparing you so ultimately the ripple effect, and again, the ripple effect is the legacy. What legacy will you leave behind? When you unlock yourself into greatness, you are really releasing something into your family, into your community. You're unlocking yourself into greatness. So keep in mind, for those that may be a little timid and scared, and you don't want to release yourself into what you know you should be doing, think about who's attached to your life. Who is attached to the greatness that you're going to release that's going to be impacted in a positive way? You know, who is released, you know, even for myself, do I get tired? Do life happen that want to just kind of make me just not move forward? Of course, I'm human just like anyone else. However, I know that my life is attached to someone else's life. And I know that if I don't continue to put one foot in front of the other and continue to move forward, someone's life is going to be impacted. Someone's life is going to be stunted. We have about 5 minutes left of the show. And I just want to recap really quickly the 8 steps. The first step is write the plan. The second step is creation of the timeline. You know, you need to write out your plan. You need to create your timeline for 2016. Break it down month to month for all 12 months. You want to examine your assets. What assets do you have? And, again, it's not all just liquid cash. Who do you know in your network? Who can provide resources that are tangible resources that can add to your assets? Strategic alliance, start developing your network. Joy mentioned it. Start getting outside the four walls and go out and meet people. But also you can start with your warm market, people that you already know. Develop your team. Again, I recommend it anywhere between 5 to 7 people on your team that connect to your mission. But you have to first know what your mission is. Implementation, execute. What are you going to execute on? You're going to execute on your timeline that you created for 2016. Then in 2016, you want to review everything on a quarterly basis. How am I improving? How am I impacting people? What's going on? Am I making any success? Am I taking any strides forward? That's very key. And then step number 8, which is so critical, is the ripple effect. It's the legacy that you leave behind. Again, legacy is decade to decade, 10 years, over 10 years, over 10 years, 100 years out. What will your legacy say? But it all starts now. It all starts today. It all starts with you unlocking your greatness and utilizing the 8 steps to unlock your creative ideas. Now, again, your creative ideas is unique to you. It's something someone has not seen. So don't be surprised if you share your idea or your concept and someone does not fully embrace it. It is okay. It is really okay because it's in your head. It's your concept. And sooner or later, it will be recognized nationally. I have a quote that I want to read. Every day, people settle for less than they deserve. They are only partially living, or at best, living a partial life. Every human being has the potential for greatness, and that's by Mr. Bennett. And Joy, do you have any words that you would like to share pertaining to that quote? Or
yeah, I just like to say, in unlocking our dreams, I think it's really important to go back sometime, and I just think about the story about the tortoise and the hare. And it just illustrates our faith in the moral of Aesop's fable, where it says that slow and steady wins the race. And I think that first we have to just get in the race. We have to jump in with our feet, you know, in the water and just say, this is something we want to do. And when we have that passion and that dream inside of us, it's going to definitely help us to soar to where we want to be in life. So, as I said before, Aesop's fable says, slow and steady wins the race. It won't be fast, but the journey will be worth your while. So jump on in and, you know, give it a try.
As we conclude in the last 2 minutes, can you share your contact information?
My contact information is joyrificband.com. My number is 443-660-6216.
Thank you so much. And for all of you listening, did you have something else you wanted to share?
No, not at this time.
My website is CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter. You can find all of my social media links, my telephone number, everything's on my website. Go to CatherineTrotter.com. Stay plugged to our show. We will be having the Leader in You Retreat 2016 for next year. It's going to be flat out awesome. Stay plugged in. The last quote is, the final proof of greatness lies in being able to endure criticism without resentment. So that's so powerful. Continue to walk in your greatness. Unlock yourself. What is that password? You know what that secret password is. Again, check out CatherineTrotter.com. Check us out this Wednesday. It's going to be a phenomenal show. We have a special guest all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. You don't want to miss it.